through the Kansas 250. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We're having some technical difficulties. Glad I'm here to take care of that. So coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We'll have the latest news from NPR coming up in just about a minute and a half.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib visits with Wall Street Journal pollsters John Anzalone and Adam Geller February 26th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of those questions is yes, consider a charitable distribution to KPR. Learn more at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the support tab.
Expected to develop overnight, with snow picking up through the day on Sunday into Monday morning. Officials are also warning of potential power outages in some regions. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The wildfires that burned almost 300,000 acres in southwest Kansas were devastating for some ranchers. Kaylin Moore reports on how small towns respond when a fire sweeps through.
Several small towns in Kansas evacuated because of nearby fires ripping through parts of western Kansas. The Kansas Forest Service says most of the fires are contained. But now ranchers are having to navigate losing cattle worth up to $4,000 each, plus equipment and even homes. Bill Shaw owns a feed yard in Ashland that was spared by the fires. He has been trying to help out others who weren't as lucky.
We knew it was coming. We saw it coming. I know they've had to euthanize a lot of cattle, and we don't know how many cattle were lost and still assessing homes and things like that.
Shaw and other ranchers are asking for feed, hay, and other supplies to help ranchers rebuild. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Kansas lawmakers have passed a bill that would make it easier to incarcerate kids more often and for longer periods of time. Lawmakers passed the bill because they say too many youth aren't engaged in rehabilitative programs and continue their criminal behaviors. But overwhelming amounts of research say the bill will make the problem worse. Malik Pickett with the Juvenile Law Center says the Kansas bill does nothing to help high-risk children.
It's kind of an antiquated way of thinking. And we saw, you know, what that kind of led to during the rise of the tough on crime policies in like the 80s and 90s.
The bill passed with veto-proof support and heads to the governor's desk.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning, then clearing. We've got some snowfall throughout the KPR listening area. We're expecting snow in Lawrence and the Kansas City area shortly. A little snow in Manhattan as well. Highs today in the upper 30s. Light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-30s. It's 23 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Mahalia Jackson, you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the United States and Canada face off tomorrow on the ice at the Olympics. We'll preview this highly anticipated match with NPR's Becky Sullivan. That story coming up at about 7:30 as Weekend Edition Saturday continues on KPR. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, focused on you, and public-minded. That's how we provide news, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. Because KPR matters to you, your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us at KPR, thanks for your support.
Support for KPR comes from Kaw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning. We do have some snow showers, then clearing as the day goes on. Highs today in the upper 30s. Winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 25 degrees in Lawrence, 23 in Manhattan, 23 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Journalists often produce the first draft of history, but for the extraordinary events of January 6, 2021, NPR's investigative team wanted to preserve that history.
Over time, it just became clear that if we didn't do this, then it's possible some of this stuff would be destroyed forever.
The reporting behind a monumental project on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
You've probably heard the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, how a get-rich-quick scheme spirals into deception. We'll hear from director John Patton Ford about his latest movie, How to Make a Killing. That's coming up in about 15 minutes on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a chance of snow, then clearing as the day goes on. Highs in the upper 30s. Winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-30s. It's 23 degrees in Emporia, 23 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by Kansas and regional news coming up at 8:04. Then stay with us for later today for 105 Live as we continue our LG Desk Concerts with the Nashville-based Pittsburgh, Kansas native Jen Schott. With performances and stories from her songwriting career recorded live from the Topeka State House, Jen Schott is the special live guest on 105 Live with Nick Carswell today at 5 o'clock, right after All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
4 court block on the law, which mandates the displays in elementary, middle, and high schools. The ruling allows the requirement to take effect while legal challenges continue. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas lawmakers approved a bill that makes it easier to arrest more children and keep them locked them up for longer. Blaise Messa has this report.
Kansas lawmakers say a small group of high-risk youth are committing serious felonies and running around with weapons. Kansas passed sweeping juvenile justice reform a decade ago. It made it harder to incarcerate kids and put more focus on rehabilitative programs. But lawmakers say these kids aren't engaging with the services. Philip Laughlin is a police officer in schools. He says community supports are best, but that doesn't work for everyone.
Incarceration may be the only solution to keep the community safe at that time.
Overwhelming amounts of research say the Kansas bill will actually make the problem worse and turn kids to future criminal behaviors. Despite this, the bill passed with veto-proof support. I'm Blaise Messa with The Beacon.
Officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office for Kansas is warning the public not to interfere with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement authorities. KMBC reports the statement came after reviewing video of a 19-year-old detained by ICE agents in Olathe last week. U.S. Attorney Ryan Kriegshauser said yesterday that his office supports and protects freedom of speech and the right to peacefully protest, but he's concerned about people threatening federal agents or using their vehicles to chase or interfere with federal agents in their official duties. In sports, the KU men host Cincinnati today at noon at Allen Fieldhouse. The K-State men play the Texas Tech Red Raiders at 1:30 this afternoon in Lubbock. And the KU women are at K-State. The Sunflower Showdown is at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Manhattan. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning, some snow showers throughout the KPR listening area, then clearing skies as the day goes on. Highs today in the upper 30s. Winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper teens. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. It's 26 and snowing in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
There are fewer cattle in the United States than any time in the past 70 years. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from some ranchers about the challenges of the cattle industry. What might turn that around? That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. What do you do when you turn 30? It's a big birthday. So for KPR's Retro Cocktail Hours 30 years on the air, we're throwing a party. And you're invited. Join us February 27th and 28th in Lawrence for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. You can find a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and get your tickets at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hours 30th Anniversary Party is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a chance of snow showers, then clearing as the day goes on. Highs today in the upper 30s. It's 24 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Charles Schwab.
Someone who plays in a band, like a jazz band, and they will say, oh, the band was swinging tonight, or they'll be disappointed and say the band wasn't swinging. This novel that I was trying to write, it wasn't swinging.
She found her groove in her new book, Kin, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday from 7 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday. Just ahead, shape note singing has its roots in the 1800s, but it's having a bit of a resurgence. What's behind that? We'll find out just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Here at KPR, we have just one job: to serve you, our listeners, with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, consider becoming a listener member today at kansaspublicradio.org.
Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, Wednesday, March 11th, 6 p.m.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Check out the KPR app for Apple and Android. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Chef Roy Choi is famous for revolutionizing food trucks. He stops by to play Not My Job. That and so much more at 10 o'clock on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, it's the latest news from NPR and KPR.